Welcome back to the Take Cave. It is Friday, January 22nd, and we've got a loaded show for you here today. We're going to start in the NFL. We've got a big weekend coming up. It's championship weekend. We're going to talk about the games and do a little preview for you after we talk some coaching hires. We have a great interview with Keelan Robinson, the three-star wide receiver from Texas. He's going to Kansas, so make sure to tune into that. We've got some electric interview for you today. And then we're going to end with the Treyway of TikTok accounts.
I'd like to take this chance
Let's roll.
To absolutely nobody. The double chance does what the
I'm not here to hang with Ohio State. I'm here to beat Ohio State.
Sorely. In the end zone.
I got my swagger back.
You play to win the game. Hello?
His very first move as the executive was to sign Lamar Odom, who was on crack.
The Bears are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. But they are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
Benjamin, guys, he's 6'5", he's 245 pounds. He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
I'm not fucking leaving.
Yeah, we're going to start things off talking a little bit of NFL coaching carousel. Every time around this time of year, things get interesting. You're going to see guys, whereas with one team, jump to another. Guys that get fired, go find a new team on the coordinator perspective. There's some good hires, maybe some bad. Let's break it down for you real quick.
Yeah, I want to start. Let's go Lions first because they've got maybe the most polarizing coach in the NFL at this point. His name is The Dude. That's, I guess, what they're calling him in Detroit. And he's really just a guy who's coming in to change the city. That's what he said in the speech. I'm going to pull up a little soundbite for you that got posted. Here we go.
All right. And so this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right. And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right, and we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right, and on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing. All right, that's going to be the mentality. All right, and we're going to learn that any loss that we take, we're going to make sure we feel the full pain of it and not go numb to it and learn from it.
All right. So there that was. The Dude is obviously not going to mess around. And also, when I say his nickname is The Dude, he looks exactly like what The Dude would look like. He looked like he played maybe middle linebacker, fullback or something like that in 2005. And now he's worked his way up to a head coaching job. And I'm actually all in. I think after Chives's actually, Matt Patricia did save the Lions. He was so bad, they realized they needed to do something different. And they went and got their guy, The Dude.
You know, after hearing that, like, I'm all for that, like, physical play style. Like, he has his identity. Like, Patricia, sometimes, I guess he lacked his identity. And then bringing in the polar opposite of somebody who knows what he wants to do, who's going to get it done. Physical football, as he was saying. I think I like the hire.
Patricia was too much of a nerd. Like, he just always was, like, he had a pencil behind his ear. He was always reading and writing stuff down. And, yeah, not like Patricia.
This guy's a rocket scientist. No need to hate on him.
Yeah, not a football coach.
Not a football coach, but I'd love to have him back as the Patriots defense coordinator. That being said,
we'd love to have him on the podcast. We love talking to interesting
people.
One
thing that I love about Dan Campbell, great power stance. I don't know if anyone's seen his stance at the podium. Spreads his legs real wide. Like, he's got a great power stance.
Oh, nice. Of course, that's what you took away from that video. So good to see. I don't even know what to say about that. Let's move on.
Does he have like good football like credentials? Like, has he been successful?
I mean, he was a pretty successful defensive coordinator. So
I thought he was the tight ends coach.
No,
dude, I think he was a tight ends coach for the Saints.
No, he started as a tight ends coach, tight ends receivers, I think. Maybe not receivers. He doesn't look like a receiver coach. And then I think he transitioned for the last 3 years to be a defensive coordinator. I'm almost positive on that.
I think
take it to the bank.
I could be wrong.
That's your D-Rock lock of the day.
He was a former head coach for the Dolphins.
Interim
head coach in 2015. And then I do believe he was the defensive coordinator for the New Orleans Saints.
So as you can see, we're very well researched here at the Take Cave. Let's go on to the Eagles, and just a guy I don't really think he just doesn't give me football coach vibes. Like I know the whole Wentz Indianapolis thing. I think Chives had a tidbit on that, but I don't think this is a good hire by them.
Yeah, basically Adam Schefter like said that there was like talk of like the Eagles sending Wentz to Indianapolis to reunite him with Frank Reich, and they kind of did the opposite and were like, let's bring Indianapolis to him by go getting Indy's offensive coordinator. I don't think it's the same at all. Honestly, I think it's kind of stupid. Like the Eagles, they're a mess, honestly.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that's why they struggle getting a coach, because that's just not an appealing situation to go into. When you look at their cap situation, the fact that they have that QB debacle, like they have to find a coach that like is okay with playing Wentz next year, because they said that he's going to be their starter, which I don't understand at all. Why would you do that? Pops is rolling his eyes. Pops, you got something?
Yeah, I just hate it. I hate the hire. Like, I feel like they didn't find somebody that I really liked. They just found somebody who would take the job. Like, I just feel like it was such a mediocre hire, and that team really needs somebody who's going to come in there and be the enforcer and turn everything around. Because, like, right now, it's just – I feel like everybody in there doesn't know, like, what direction they're going in, or the organization itself doesn't know where it's going. And having somebody who's going to agree to play Carson Wentz when Jalen Hurts might be the better player, I think it's just a mess, and I just think it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they basically found a guy whose name wasn't Doug Peterson and who also doesn't go for on fourth down like 73% of the time. So,
yeah,
cool. Congrats, Philadelphia.
Do you think Jalen Hurts is on the trade market? Like, he's so young that it's, like, hard to say, but, like, he's shown enough where I think he could be a starting quarterback.
Yeah, but I feel like the Eagles will be stupid to get rid of somebody who could potentially have to come in for once.
But if he's good enough, then he should be starting. Like, you know what I mean?
I totally agree. I think he should just be starting. I know, the whole Wentz contract situation is hairy.
GM love Wentz, which is so stupid. But, like, I mean, see, we could say all this and Wentz could come out next year, fucking light it up and win the NFC East.
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget he was an MVP contender until he got hurt, what, two, three seasons ago?
Yeah, so, he's not a bad quarterback. Yeah. Like, if they put him in the right scenario, he could win.
Yeah, I just think that team is broken, and that was the problem. I feel like there's just so much going on there. Like, it was hard for him just to focus on football.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get on to the championship weekend.
Whoa. Urban Meyer.
Oh, Urban Meyer. I guess it was kind of old, but let's just go over it.
Yeah. I just want to say, before we move on, I just think it's an awful hire. I think Urban Meyer is not fit for the NFL scene. I think he's a good recruiter. That's what he does well in the college level. He was good at that, good at making relationships. But I just don't know how this guy who had a heart condition or some medical reason he retired. I don't know how he's going to go to Jacksonville, one of the worst teams in the NFL. I get it. He gets Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, sure. But the NFL is a completely different than college. Like, it's going to cause him so much stress, so much of all that. Like, medically, it's not good for him. And I just don't think he's a good fit. I think he's made for college. Like, he's made for recruiting. In the NFL, you can't recruit. If somebody doesn't like you, so what? They're just going to say, see ya. Like, I'm not staying here. It's just a whole different scene. I just don't think he's cut out for it.
Yeah.
I totally disagree with both of you, because I think he's going to win multiple AFC South titles for the Jaguars. Yet.
Tell me why. Why you think that?
Delusional.
Because he has a great football mind. He's more than a recruiter. He's been successful multiple times at college. Players seem to love him. I think he can hold a locker room down, and I think the Jaguars have the cap space and draft capital to become very talented within the next 2 years.
Tell me what NFL team he has proved is a great football mind and not just a great recruiter.
I mean, it's hard to win. Like, he won the first ever college football playoff. He won a title at Florida. Like, all right, it takes more than being a good recruiter to win titles.
Florida's a historic team.
Is it hard to win when you have five stars and you're just overpowering every team you play because you have the talent? In the NFL,
in the SEC, it was an overpowering team. Like, he struggled in a lot of games.
Dude, the one team he had, like, Tim Tebow, Aaron Hernandez, Percy Harvin. He just had, like, talent, like, everywhere. Like, I'm not saying he's a bad coach. I think he's a good coach. Don't get me wrong. I just think the talent disparity in college was enough for him to be not even that great of a coach and win games just because he had five stars left and right. Compared to the NFL, everybody's talent is equal, and his talent might not be on the Jaguars, might not be where other teams is right now. So I just don't see why. I think I could get better in a couple years, maybe 4 or 5 years, but I don't – it's going to be – I think, ugly for the next couple.
Yeah. Also important to note, pretty hot down in Jacksonville. So if he's trying to focus on his health, maybe he should invest in like maybe a golf cart or something. Some coaches have been doing that this year.
He's gonna also prove you all wrong.
A lot of Urban Meyer's quarterbacks have been run dominant quarterbacks, which I know Trevor some can teams run. Can do it. I mean, hey, maybe he should go to the Ravens next. Maybe he could take over Lamar. Maybe trade Lamar to Lamar's the Jags. A fraud.
You know, I'm absolutely fine.
Yeah, I mean, if I was the Ravens, I'd trade him for probably a third.
You think you could get that? I don't know.
That might
about
be tough
that.
To get.
Maybe like in a couple
of years. For like a fourth and a sixth, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe Lamar's you give back. Maybe you give back a fifth.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not even gonna entertain this because like it's not even that's not even like
Lamar's worth like 9 first round picks. You see how fast he is?
All right, anyway, let's move on. Let's go to the predicting this weekend's games. Where do you guys want to start? NFC or AFC?
Let's start with the power early conference.
Game. AFC.
No, let's start with the early game, the NFC.
The power conference.
AFC.
But the early game.
Okay, it doesn't matter. We're starting in the NFC, no matter which way you say it. The power conference, the early game.
Power conference is the AFC.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah.
Hey, Chives has a 2-1 vote over Pappas now because he's technically a Bucks fan now. But when you factor in that I'm now a Bills fan,
you're
I guess
not
it's 2-1 AFC. Well, you're not a Bucks fan either.
I mean,
so.
If we look at the
I have more skin in the game than either of you.
That's not true.
If we look at the AFC, it was much more competitive for those wild card spots. I think we had a 10-6 team and not make it, and the NFC was just like an 800 team made it. So
yeah, because they were the division winners.
Yeah, it's not even close. So no, 8-8 was the wild card. The last wild card.
Oh, true. Yeah, I'd say the
AFC.
All right,
who cares? Let's just do the AFC then. I just want to
start. No, we're starting with the early game.
Okay, we'll do the NFC. Let's just pick. I don't care.
All right, we're starting with the NFC.
All right, take it.
Don't doubt Tom Brady. I mean, I think it's going to be a tough test. It's hard to go up the Lambeau and win. I'm not very confident, but I'm not going to bet against the greatest to ever do it. So give me the Bucks.
Wait, but Joe Montana's not playing.
Shut up! Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Okay.
Yeah, no, the greatest to ever do it, Aaron Rodgers. It's going to be tough to beat him.
Aaron Rodgers is the most talented quarterback of all time. Hold up your one ring and weep.
Well, he's about to have two after he beats Brady, so I wouldn't be too confident. I don't think – it would be kind of cool if it snowed. That would be kind of fun.
Brady loves the snow.
Well, so does Rodgers, so. And
Gronk loves the snow / cocaine.
Gronk's gonna be skiing no matter what.
He'll be hitting the slopes.
I don't really think the Bucks hang in this game. Maybe like a 10-point game? I don't know what the spread is, but I feel like it's going to be something like that.
I think
on the lines, man.
Yeah. A little X-Factor player. If it snows, I want you guys to watch out for A.J. Dillon from Boston College, a rookie. He's huge. He's fast, and I don't think anyone can tackle him in the snow. He's built northeast tough, just like me. Like if you put me in a wide
receiver,
I could probably –
You're not northeast tough. You're a softball.
No, I'm not. Tell you what, tomorrow I'll walk around in only t-shirt and shorts. How about that?
You've never been in the woods.
Yes, I have. I live in the woods. My driveway leads you like into the woods. Like you think you're going to get slaughtered when you get to my house.
You're no rugged outdoorsman like me.
Okay. You're just trying to flaunt it in my face that you still have that fishing pole.
Enough.
I don't.
Let's keep it civil. I'm going to agree with D-Rack here. Going Packers. I just don't think the Bucks are as good as the Packers, quite simply. That's what it comes down to. I think Aaron Rodgers is just playing out of his mind. Give me the Packers by 10.
All right. Well,
give me the Bucks. Did you guys see the clip where Gronk was celebrating and he was like, "We're going to the AFC Championship." And like Devin White was like, "AFC? We ain't in no AFC. We're going to the NFC Championship." I mean, it's hard when you're so used to going to all those AFC Championships for years. Like it just gets stuck in your head. Like,
yeah, so let's move on.
It's either that or it just got off the slopes. We don't know. Yeah. Let's go AFC here. This one, I could see it going either way. Like, I also want to address the allegations that Chives and I had money on if Mahomes was going to play. That is blatantly false.
I will pull up the recordings.
We merely disagreed. I'd love to see you do that. I'd love to.
I will eventually when I have the time.
Well, it expires in a week, so you have one.
Yeah,
week.
I'll find the time in the next week.
You will not. Anyways, Anyways, no, it looks like Mahomes is definitely going to play because he was a full participant.
He's still in the protocol, though.
Yeah, he's
playing. Yeah, they're just doing that to mess with the Bills. Teams do that all the time. They're like, I don't know if he's going to play. Prepare for both. And then they just play their best guy.
I mean, obviously, you're going to prepare for Mahomes no matter what.
Honestly, yeah, just prepare for Mahomes. I'm sure whatever their backup will be fine.
Hey, anything can happen.
I don't know. Maybe you split it like 55-45, who you prepare for. It's close. It's starting to become a brewing rivalry. It's almost as big as Knicks versus Nets.
True.
Anyways, I still like the Bills. I know they don't really have home field, and Mahomes is still probably going to play, but just feeling the Bills. I know I've been saying Heartbreak City, but I don't know. They had their get-right game, and I think it's time for Bills Mafia to stand up.
Bills Mafia, baby. I'm riding with the Bills, too. I agree 100%. I think the Bills are just their year. Everything feels too right for them. It feels like everything, the stars are aligning. I mean, I'm just – even their fan base. Class acts.
It's almost too perfect.
It is.
Like it never
is.
You guys are doubting Patrick Mahomes, the Super Bowl MVP. I'm sorry that the hot popular pick is Bills Mafia, but, like, come on. Like, if Mahomes plays, like, the Chiefs are going to win.
The Bills are underdogs, so it's not the hot popular pick, actually.
Everyone likes to be like, oh, yeah, the Bills.
They're underdogs, so that's actually
no one thinks the Chiefs can win.
The square pick is the Chiefs.
If you're casual,
I'm gonna take you're
a casual fan.
You're a casual.
If you're a casual fan, you're saying, "Oh, the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes for one seed." So you're
I'm sorry. I think he's the best player in the game as of now, not all time.
Is he a goat?
I just don't want your pity. I don't want you to have the fans of this take cave pity. Being like, oh, I'm going to go against the grain and pick the Chiefs. That's not
against the grain. I'm going against the grain, and maybe
I'll not against the grain. The Chiefs are not against the grain.
Poor Chives. Chives had to pick the Chiefs.
The favorites.
And Tom Brady. He has to root for Tom Brady again.
My guy.
He's a Bucs fan. All right. In case you didn't know, that was me talking. That wasn't Chives. I think we've all aired our opinions on this weekend. All right, we now welcome on a very special guest. It's Kalon Robinson, the recruit and commit to Kansas football, hailing from the great state of Texas. I want to start off with this. What about Kansas? What made you want to go to Kansas?
Kansas is a special place. You know, they haven't been so well at football over the past year, so I want to go up there and change the community and, like, the whole football team up there. We got Quay and then Magic, another receiver. From Dallas too. We all from Dallas, so I know them. Like, they're pretty close to me. Our class is just wanting to go change the culture up there, Kansas. So that's a big one for us.
What's it like getting recruited by a guy like Wes Miles, who has such a prestigious coaching reputation?
That's just blessings right there. You know, Wes Miles, he's a real pretty cool coach. He knows what he's talking about when it comes to football. He's very humble. He just knows what he's talking about. He wants to win some games. So,
yeah. Now, there's been a lot of stories in the past. I don't know if you've seen them about Coach Les Miles eating grass. Have you heard about that?
Nah, I ain't never heard that. Nah.
I think it was the national championship game in, like, I don't know, early 2010, something like that. They saw him eating grass, and he said it's like he's been doing it his whole life. So my question, I guess, would be just, if you're at practice or maybe in a big game and Coach Miles asks you to eat grass, would you be up for it?
Yeah, I'll try it. I mean, if it's a tradition, it's a tradition.
Yeah. So you played football, high school football in Texas, and everyone says everything's bigger in Texas. Like, what's it like to play high school football there?
Is it bigger?
It's a blessing. Yeah, I mean, like, everyone in Texas, it's like competition. With everyone you play, every competition with, just like on the field and off the field, like, it's just always something in Texas. Yeah. Like, it's like always beef or like just the rivalry games. Like, it's just awesome.
You ever get into any beef on the field?
Yeah. To be honest, I get in a lot. Just because I'm a D1 commit, they like to talk and try to get in my head. But
yeah. You know.
What's your go to? If you're trash talking, what's your go to stuff?
I actually don't trash talk a lot. It's always like the DBs. They always try to start stuff with me. So I just be chilling until, like, they start saying stuff. And then I don't even start talking until I score a touchdown on them or something.
What do you say DBs in general are kind of cowards?
Yeah, I don't like DBs at all. I don't like DBs.
In general.
So you had some other offers from other schools. Like, what was it like being recruited by a bunch of different schools? And, like, what ultimately made you make the final decision of Kansas?
It just came down to coaching, the environment in Kansas. Knowing that, like, Coach Emmett Jones, he's a real coach. He tell me what I need to hear. He just knows the real deal. He's a great coach. He's going to be my receiver coach when I get up there. Kansas coaches is just like they separated themselves from other coaches at other schools, and I liked it.
What was your visit like there? What was your whole process with Kansas?
So I only got to visit Kansas one time for the camp, and that was early summer last year, and it was pretty good. It was pretty quiet, small town, nothing really out there. Yeah, it was pretty fun. I mean, I didn't really get to see a lot, but I like the campus a lot.
Did you see any tornadoes? I hear there's a lot of tornadoes in Kansas.
Nah, I didn't see anything like that.
So I saw doing some research on you that you actually went to the same high school as Jeff Okuda. Did you guys ever go at it in practice?
So I never got to play with Jeff. I saw him at a camp at South Grand Prairie, but I never got to really talk to him or play with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you said the plan is for you and all the other guys in your class to go in there and change the culture. Like, what specifically do you think needs to be done to do that, to like turn it around and make it a winning culture?
One big thing is just being consistent with our work, getting bigger in the weight room, faster, working on our speed, footwork, just us being more disciplined as a team, consistent, and just building as a team, really.
Uh-huh. Is there any other guys that you've tried to recruit that you know from either camps or just teammates or anything to try to get to come with you to Kansas?
A lot of 2022 guys, you know, receivers. We just got Quay Davis. He's a 4-star receiver. We try to get him for the longest time. No, not really. Not in my class. But We got everyone we really wanted, to be honest.
Yeah, Kansas has such like a deep, rich history of like being such a basketball school. Like being able to go in there and make something like with the football team would just be awesome to see down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And going back to receivers, us at Take Cave, we have like a little project that we're starting. We have a guy who's trying to go to the draft, but he doesn't have like an official position, so we're helping him with that. What advice would you give to someone who's just getting into becoming like a wide receiver?
Just be consistent with your hands and your footwork. You know, you can't be a receiver if you can't catch the ball or you don't have good footwork. So you have to continue to put work in to make sure you have good footwork, have good hands, be consistent. Make sure you can get off the line, run your routes crisp. Just get off your breaks too. But really just be consistent with your work.
If there's one like receiver in the NFL that like you love or you like to model your game after, who would it be?
I said Stephon Diggs or Julio Jones.
That'll work out well. It seems like every time we watch a Bills game, he's the only guy who catches passes.
Right. It's just like he's so consistent with his work. Like you could tell when he goes to training, his footwork to his hands, he's like, dang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the NFL topic, are you a Cowboys fan by chance? I know you're from Texas.
So I'm not really a big NFL team, but I'm from Dallas, so I represent the Cowboys anytime.
All right, good. I'm just asking because I'm in the same boat. I'm from Connecticut, but my family's Cowboys fans, so
it's
good to see. It's good to see. All right, here's a question I always ask, especially just kind of by position group. As a wide receiver, what's the route that if a coach calls, like going into the huddle, what's the route that you want them to call, like 10 times out of 10?
Go balls, post routes. I love deep balls.
Mm-hmm. So playing in a conference like the Big 12, there's a lot of good teams, and every year it's going to be a battle. Like, what's one team that going into like your career at Kansas you want to beat?
OU for sure. OU. OU? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who do you anticipate to be like, I guess, your biggest rival in your time there? Because I know Kansas State, is that a big thing?
Kansas State and Kansas, yes, sir, that's a big rival right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because we haven't beat Kansas State in a minute, really? So it's like we have to beat them this year.
Yeah, Kansas State. I saw they beat OU recently. So hey, maybe yeah. Kansas is next.
Right.
So like the thing at Kansas is like a Jayhawk and like Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Like, have you ever seen a Jayhawk?
I actually haven't. I've never seen a Jayhawk. I don't know what that bird looked like. I tell me on the dunk.
So I guess the last question I really have is going into next year, or I guess just in your next couple of years, what's your goals for times at Kansas? Like, what do you see for your future there? Like, what do you want to accomplish in the long run?
For sure, getting a national championship, building our team up, being consistent, wanting to see our team get some wins, because last year we didn't get any wins. Wanting our team to win the Big 12 championship, go on to play in the playoffs, play those SEC and ACC big schools, and just really just growing as a team and winning games. It's a big one for me. Mm-hmm. And yeah. My education.
Yeah. Do you have your sights set on the NFL someday, you think?
What'd you say?
Do you have your sights set on the NFL at some point?
Most definitely.
Uh-huh.
So being a receiver, like you like to get in the end zone a lot. What's like your go-to touchdown celebration?
Oh, so at Kansas, we have this thing. We have like a little thing that we do. It's called HR. So really, we just do this.
Yeah.
It means HR. So that's something I really do a lot. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Uh huh. Speaking of the end zone, I don't know if you watched the Nickelodeon broadcast last weekend for the what was it, Bears Saints game. Are you opposed? Yeah. Would you be opposed to the NFL or even college just turning the end zones into like an actual slime zone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right there. That's clean right there. I would do that. Yeah. I like that.
All right. Well, it was awesome having you on. We really appreciate it. And we wish you the best of luck next year at Kansas. Rock chalk.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Rock chalk. We're going to wrap things up today with a treyway of best/favorite TikTokers. I guess it's more of an accounts thing because you guys aren't as well versed in the TikTok world. So like best TikTok accounts.
Yeah, well let's stick to accounts. I don't like where Chives' head at or where his head is at when he likes to talk about TikTok. I think me and Papa's both have a very different perspective of the app and the good parts and the bad parts, but let's get after it.
Alrighty. I'll start us off, and then it'll go to D-Rock and then Chives and then Snake Draft as usual.
Yes, sir.
So, started off, I'm going to go with none other than David Dobrik. I'm not well-versed. Not well-versed, but I'm not into that whole TikTok scene as much as Chives would be. But, yeah, well-versed works exactly well. But Chives said it already, so I never repeat him on that. David Dobrik, good guy across all platforms. His videos always can give me a little chuckle, or they're just very interesting videos nonetheless. So David Dobrik, you're my number one pick.
You know why I hate that guy? Because he blows up my Instagram feed on the stories because he gives away a Tesla like every week and everyone thinks they're going to win it. I do know someone who loosely knows someone who won once, but that doesn't mean my entire feed has to be obliterated.
So you know someone who loosely knows someone? Like, yes. How close are you in the connection?
I know someone whose cousin won.
Okay.
Well, isn't that John?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So it's
who?
Anyways, the odds are so bad of actually winning this thing that this guy kind of is just like, he's kind of just a troll. I kind of see him as a troll.
I like him.
I don't look at his TikTok, but I also feel like you're not really in his demographic. I feel like that's more of like a high school girl thing.
I feel like anyone can like David.
Yeah, I don't think he really has a high school girl graphic. I think his graphic is just like anybody that's on social media, to be honest with you.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to be honest, I don't watch him, so I can't tell you for sure. I'm just saying I personally have some beef with him.
That's fair. What?
It's like, it's just kind of on site. Like me and Dobrik look at each other across a bar and it's like, you know, it's there. It's mutual. We don't physically fight or anything. It's just like on site. I might be willing to throw hands if he initiates it.
I'm 100% really, sure he's never going to see this.
I think I think he really cares.
I hope
about
he doesn't.
Because it's really on site.
I think if he saw you in a bar, he'd want to fight you too, for sure. I think that would be the case, yeah.
I think if just about anyone saw you at a bar, they'd probably want to fight you.
They want to get their ass kicked, they would. All right, I'm going to take the next one. My first one is another, it's more of like a troll account, but it's at cancel_south_park2020. They got the year wrong. They haven't changed that yet, but the account was, I'm pretty sure it was originally made like, cause it was like seriously, like they thought South Park was offensive and they wanted it off air. And there was like a bunch of like parody ones, but this one I follow is really popular. And it just basically takes the funniest clips from every South Park episode and like gets all mad about it. But it's basically like, if you follow it, you get to see the most funny clips from every episode.
Not too shabby. I like South Park, so yeah, guys, I'm with it.
Chives, you don't like South Park? You don't
no, look I like do, you do like South Park. I'm just saying, it's just like I feel like you could have done better. Like, it's not a well-known.
It's just
account.
Not mainstream enough. It's not a square pick here.
Sorry, dude. It's the opposite of a square pick. It has
no. I know. That's what I'm saying. It's he wants a more square pick for you.
Yeah. Of course he does. Anyways, it has almost 71,000 followers and over 1.4 million likes. So it's definitely pretty well known. Okay. It's pretty well known. And I've talked to multiple people and they knew the account too. So I'm just gonna leave that right there.
Talked to multiple people. I got multiple like sources. Yeah. I think we all like South Park.
I can't name them by name, but they're there. Anyways, I think Chives, you got the next one. Next two.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to take like a nice solid pick out of the way. I'm going to take Addison Rae. She's hot and she's got a lot of followers. It's a good pick.
Boo.
That is a square pick, Chives. That is just.
It might be the most square pick of all time, but like you can't hate it.
What's next?
Actually, imagine being like talented for doing like little like. And then getting millions of followers.
She does more than that.
No, she doesn't.
Shake her ass every once in a while. That's about it.
74.9 million followers. 4.8 billion likes.
And Papa, do you want to put some money on this? I'll bet you. I don't know the guy's name. I think it's Bryce Hall. But Chives' next pick is 200% her boyfriend.
No, I'm not going to take it.
Griffin Hall, Bryce Johnson.
Griffin Johnson Beck, and Bryce Hall. I don't like Johnson. Noah Beck. I'm not a big fan.
Is there going to be Noah Beck, Griffin Johnson, or Bryce Hall? One of those.
No, people.
The only Beck I like?
What?
The only Beck I like is the one from Victorious, because that was actually a good show. I hope you guys both watched that, but yeah.
It's a solid show, but like it's – we're past that, you know.
I'd never moved on. I still watch.
Yeah.
All right. Who is your next pick if it's not those two?
I was just keeping it more towards like girls because like I'd rather watch like hot girls on TikTok than like stupid accounts.
Ladies, man.
So literally, you're there. You're the one who's like just simping over these girls. Like you just you're the
I mean,
one
I'm not simping
them, like,
over them.
That's exactly what you do. You said you'd rather watch hot girls. So that means you just sit and look over girls that you're never gonna talk to. You never know.
I could bump into one.
I guarantee you. Yes, you in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, are going to bump into fucking Addison Rae, Charlie D'Amelio, Noah Beck, Griffin Johnson. Sure.
What's your girlfriend going to think when she listens to this?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Exactly.
Not yet. All right.
So my next pick?
Is she underage? Can I guess that ahead of time?
No, she's not underage.
Nice. Hashtag cancel bear.
Later segment. But my next pick is actually going to be Livy. She's like the LSU gymnast.
Oh, she's hot. I love her.
I think that's a solid pick. Like, she's a bit under the radar. She's not, like, living the life of a TikToker. She does, like, she's a D1 gymnast, and she's a smoke.
Yeah.
All right. I have a future prediction. I'm going to say Chives one day, he turns out to be that, like, 55-year-old guy who's, like, he's like a creep, and he just – goes to women's college gymnastic meets and watches every single second of it.
Maybe
he mixes in a couple men's gymnastic meets when he gets bored of the females.
Me and D-Rock were talking the other day when like Robert California is leaving the office and he like changes his name. He's like, oh, Bob Kazimakis just told me about this great cause in Southern Asia where he's going to go being helping gymnasts.
It's like 16 and 17 year old gymnasts.
Yeah, it's like 16 and 17 year old South Asian gymnasts. I never knew about this problem.
And he pledged $1 million. Honestly, Chaz and Robert California could make a killer team. I don't know if California's trying to share, but in the case he's hiring, maybe get an internship with him.
Studying women's gymnasts.
Yeah. I mean, I want to go back to your pick actually, because I can get behind her. That sounded wrong, but I can get behind the pick. Sorry. She actually has talent for one. So like, I'm not mad that she's famous. And then she's like a smoke. So like, she's has talent and is a smoke. So like, it's justified to why she's popular. Like Addison Rae, talentless, not as attractive.
No,
as
Liv she's Dunn. Not talentless.
Yes, she is. Anyway, Liv Dunn, D1 gymnast.
She actually went to LSU for a semester too. So right now I'm big on the Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Wait, was she the girl in that picture of Coach O shirtless in bed with a college girl?
No.
Can we confirm that?
No.
Actually, fun fact, my cousin went TikTok famous on one of his TikToks because he got a brochure from LSU and it was like Addison Rae in the pamphlet like thing. So like he put a video on TikTok of Addison Rae in the LSU pamphlet and got like 500,000 likes. Fun fact.
Nice, man. You're really famous, aren't you?
It's actually right, my cousin, turn. And his name is Andrew. So,
oh wow, crazy. Okay,
crazy. Same last name.
No, his last name's Kasari.
All right, this next one has about 10 times more followers, maybe 11, than my last guest. I'm sure you guys know him, Crabman. He's the guy who does the band kid impressions. You've probably seen him on Instagram, where it's like the band POV, the band kid comes up to you. I'm gonna play you one of his videos. Ready? Okay. This is just random. Here we go.
Bro, hey, what's going on, Olivia? It's been like a year since I saw you last. Well, get it? Because it's like a new year. Anyways, I watched the ball drop with my dad last night, and then he was like, son, maybe yours will do that someday. Whatever that's supposed to mean. Bro.
That was a terrible one by him. He's kind of like overdone it at this point, but no. He is the OG band kid, which I think deserves a lot of respect. I'm sure if you've actually seen his videos before, you'd have more respect for him. I just picked a random one, as I said, and I mean the guy makes tens of 20s every day, so they
tens
can't
of
all 20s? Hit
tens of 20s, baby, tens of 20s. Keep rolling.
Unspecified what, but he makes tens of 20s.
Anyways, just a king in all aspects, and he's really polarized the internet for a good couple months.
I mean, I don't really know. I'm not too well versed in him.
Neither am I. And I watch a lot of TikTok.
All right, creep.
I'm not gonna say it was a shit pick because I'm sure he has some funny TikToks. Because I'm definitely that's like a funny angle to go after. But so far your picks are not. I wouldn't say too popular. I think you're going. You're the opposite of a square
Well, that's because neither of you guys knew my accounts. Papas, you're not on the app.
You always try to go non-mainstream, and then it just never works out for you.
Okay, last week when I picked a one seed to win a game last week, and you guys were like, oh, my God, you're always, like, picking the favorites. Right, and now I pick accounts that you haven't heard of.
Different. Nope.
I'm just saying.
Casual.
You're both in such different demographics than me. Chives just goes and watches 17-year-old girls twerk, and Papa's like, I don't think he has it downloaded to his phone.
I do. I want to send my viral video. So
yeah, I know. So do I.
Yeah.
No, anyway, you don't.
Yes, I do.
My pick. I got back to back, so I'm gonna get Gordon Ramsay with my two pick. I think the content he puts out is just kind of hilarious. Like he duets people, and he just makes fun of them. And then like you know that one vegan lady who like sings on a ukulele and is like,
I saw that one.
Animals is wrong. And then Gordon Ramsay
duetted it. You can't take my next pick.
And then Gordon Ramsay duetted it because like she called him out. And then he said something like mean. And then he ate like a nice beef burger like right in her face. So I got behind him after that one. So Gordon Ramsay, I think it's a solid second pick. Funny guy. And his accent's fantastic. Not to mention his cooking.
All right.
I mean, I think it's a solid pick.
I think like – I've seen that one video.
You gave a good explanation. I'm behind it.
Awesome. I never had such an easy pick.
I mean, it sounds like you have something to say, D-Rock, so why don't you say it?
I really don't. I was just going to say that, like, yeah, he's like has a kind of funny cooking show from what I watched in like my culinary class, but I don't really know that much about his TikTok. I saw that one that Papa's mentioned, and that was good. But other than that, I can't really deliberate here.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to have one last one. Yeah, I'm going to go Zach
King. Let him talk.
If you guys know who that is. Zach King. He's the guy who does, like, all those videos It's like kind of like looks like magic and stuff, but like it's not like he just manipulates like the video so well. I don't really watch him, but he's pretty good at what he does. If you search him up, Zach King, he does like these really cool like edits and videos about, and then looks like he's just doing like some crazy shit in his videos, but it's like he just manipulates it so well.
I have no idea who that is.
I thought you were about to say the Zach dude that plays with like the tractors, but like he acts like he's like a toddler. You ever see that guy? He's like, you don't play tractors? He's funny.
He's an illusionist, Zach King. That's what he is.
Oh, so we're talking magic.
Yeah, magic. Dude, it's he's great videos. I'm telling you, search him up, Zach King. He's actually, he has like a couple million followers, so it's not like he's not popular. He's a very popular guy. He'll pop up when you're watching TikTok for too long. Be the guy that, like, you're watching TikToks for too long.
You got it.
If you're going to say you don't know who my guy is and shit on me, I'm going to pull the same card on you. I guess it's my turn. I kind of ran out of accounts that you guys probably know. So instead, I'm going to go for the plug angle. This account, it has clips and videos from your three favorite podcasters. Well, two podcasters and one producer. God. It's Take Cave TikTok account run by Chip DeFalco. So go check that out if you haven't seen it yet.
At the Take Cave.
Great pick, man.
How many followers do you have? 12?
No, we have tens of 20s more followers than that. I'll check it right now. We have 51 followers. It's 52 followers when all of you listening go follow, so make sure to do that. You guys can't really hate in this pick or you're anti-Take Cave, so suck on that.
Great pick, man.
I love the pick.
Thanks. You guys are so nice today.
Fives, on to you.
All right, with my last pick, I'm going to keep it at the same angle that I've been going. I'm going to go with Anna Banana. I don't know if you guys know who that is. She's, like, pretty mainstream. She has, like, 10 million followers, I think. I think she's pretty hot.
Isn't she the one that has, like, an OnlyFans?
No, what?
Is she the blondie that has, like, a pineapple?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I have no clue she is.
Yeah, I'm just really not sold right now, Chives. Nope.
Oh, yeah, I know she is.
She's good.
I mean, she doesn't do anything with talent, but, like, she's
dragging. Funny.
She's somewhat funny.
She's bi.
Oh, great pick, dude. She's bi. Great pick. Chives is stepping out there and supporting the LGBTQ plus community. So hats off to you, Chives. Just a social – what's the word? Social justice activist. Good work.
He's a leader. He's a leader in the communities.
And Chives has been tweeting some political stuff recently too. He's really getting into it. A couple deep dives. New man out of Jarrett Daveler.
That's crazy.
All right, that's enough.
Do you guys have any honorable mentions before we wrap this up?
I will say Chives' whole list is basically just attractive females. So if you ever vote for him, I'll kind of judge you a little bit.
I'll take that one step further. Chives' list is his spank bank, so.
It's a spank bank.
You serious? Can put two and two together, man.
No, how about you Google it after this episode?
Or you just put two and two together.
And if Chives' grandma's listening, don't Google it after this episode. That, please don't. All right. No honorable mentions?
No, I'm just – I'm done.
All right. Kill it.
Peace out from Chives.
40 HP Johnson on a flat bottom metal boat. Coke cans and BB guns, barbed wire and old fence posts. 8-point bucks in autumn and freshly cut cornfields. One arm out the window and one hand on the wheel. Some things just go better together and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me. long as you're right here. Your license in my wallet when we go out downtown. Your lipstick stained every coffee cup that I got in this house. The way you say I love you too's like rain on an old tin roof. And your hand fits right into mine like a needle in a groove. Some things just go better together, and probably always will, like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer. And me, as long as you're right here. Sometimes we're oil and water, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And if I'm being honest, your first and my last name would just sound better together, and probably always will, like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer. And me, as long as you're right here. And me, as long as you're right here.